天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人舒雅。最近我的朋友推荐我一本书，名字叫《不简单的门徒》。他跟我分享书中从各个方面讲述做个好基督徒、过得胜生活的品质以及态度。他跟我说，那真是一本不错的书，他经常读着读着就会眼眶湿润，作者的一字一句都好像在敲打他的心。是的，做耶稣的门徒真不是一件简单的事情。为什么我们总是说自己过不了得胜的生活呢？我们在神给我们侍奉上有尽力吗？今天我们的麦克牧师就会来跟我们谈一谈一个重要的事情，这就是我们的疆界能有多远。那就让我们一起来听一听吧。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听我们的节目。
We are nearing the end of this series of messages from the book of Joshua.
现在我们渐渐接近约书亚记系列信息的尾声了。
I hope that you have learned much about following the Lord Jesus in this series.
我盼望通过这系列的学习，让你更好地来跟随主耶稣。
Let's review the answers to the question, you want me to do what?
让我们来重温一下你让我做什么这个问题的答案。
Answer number one is step up to God's calling in your life.
第一个答案是要起来回应神对你生命的呼召。
Answer number two is go into the enemy's territories to share Christ.
第二个答案是深入敌方与人分享基督。
Answer number three is cross the river of impossibility in your life with God's supernatural help.
第三个答案是靠着神超然大能的帮助度过人生艰难的大河。
Answer number four is yield to God's plan.
第四个答案是降服在神的计划之下。
Answer number five is stay with God's program by completely trusting Him.
第五个答案是全心信靠神。持守神的方案。
Answer number six is learn from your mistakes.
第六个答案是从你的错误中学习。
Answer number seven is know how to pray.
第七个答案懂得如何祷告。
Answer number eight is claim the complete victory God has already won for you.
第八个答案得到神为你赢得的全面胜利。
And today we will discover answer number nine.
今天我们要探讨第九个答案。
Which is trust in the cosmic real estate developer.
信靠全宇宙的产权发展者。
And if you have a Bible with you, please turn to Joshua chapters 13 all the way to 17.
如果你手头有圣经，请翻开约书亚记13章到17章。
I hope after the broadcast, you will have an opportunity to read these chapters.
盼望你在节目结束之后找时间读这几章的经文。
After God's people had crossed the river of impossibility and destroyed the walls of the fortified city,
当神的百姓跨越了难以跨越的大河，又摧毁了固若金汤的城垒。
They claimed the complete victory.
他们得到了全面的胜利。
And now we see in chapter 13 that their next step was to divide the land of promise.
如今来到第十三章，他们下一步就要分配应许之地。
God told them not only to conquer the land, but also to distribute the land among God's people.
神吩咐他的百姓，不但要征服那片土地，同时也要按支派分地。
And if you want to know how the land was divided, please read chapters 13 through 17 in the book of Joshua.
如果你想知道他们怎样分地，请读约书亚记13-17章。
Because of our limitations of time, I will not explain this in details.
因为我们的节目时间有限，我就不在这里详加解释了。
But the lesson here is of vital importance.
但这段经文的教导是很重要的。
God gives each one of us our territories based on our measure of faith.
神按照我们个人信心的大小，把我们该有的疆界赐给我们。
The Bible said that every good and perfect gift we have comes from the hand of God.
圣经说，一切美好的恩赐都是神亲手赐给我们的。
The Bible said that when Jesus Christ ascended on high, he gave gifts to each one of his children.
圣经说，当耶稣基督升上高天后，他把恩赐分给每一个属于他的儿女。
The Bible said that God wants his children to use their gifts.
圣经说，神要他的儿女运用这些恩赐。
God wants his children to invest their gifts and put these gifts to work for God.
神要他的儿女善于投资这些恩赐，用在神的圣工上。
But some of you, my listening friends, may be asking, how does God divide territories?
有些朋友可能会问，那么神怎样分这些土地呢？
How do I know what my territory is?
我怎么知道哪里是我的领域呢？
The first thing you need to know is that God did not arbitrarily distribute these territories in the book of Joshua.
首先你要知道，在约书亚记里，神并不是主观的分地。
God distributed the land based on each tribe's faithfulness to God.
神根据每个支派对神忠心的情况来分地。
In fact, the distribution of these territories did not follow their normal customs.
事实上，在分地的时候，并没有按照当时一般的惯例。
Let me illustrate this.
让我来说明这一点。
In the Old Testament days, the firstborn child receives a double portion of inheritance.
在旧约时代，通常长子得双份家产。
But here the tribe of Reuben, who was the firstborn of Jacob, did not receive a double portion of the land.
然而在这里，雅各的长子流便支派并没有得到双份土地。
But why not?
为什么没有呢？
Because Reuben sinned against his father.
因为流便犯罪，对不起父亲。
The Levites, who were the priests, received no land whatsoever.
利未支派是祭司的支派，没有分到任何土地。
Why not?
为什么没有呢？
Because their territories are spiritual in nature and across all of the land.
因为他们得到的是属灵的产业，跨越全地。
In the book of Joshua chapter 14, verses 1 to 15, God gives Caleb a very special gift.
约书亚记14:1-15，神给了加勒一个特别的赏赐。
But some of you may be mistakenly think that God is being unfair and unjust.
有些人可能误以为神偏心不公平。
God was not trying to cause tension, jealousy, and envy among his people.
神无意造成他百姓之间的纷争和嫉妒。
But God sees the whole picture of our lives from beginning to end.
但神对我们的一生从始至终都有全面的观察。
God knows the secrets and the motives of everyone's heart.
神知道人心中的所有秘密和动机。
What may seem unfair to us is very fair to God.
我们看来可能觉得不公平，但在神眼中是绝对公正的。
Because God knows the details of people's lives that we do not know.
因为神见微知著，他能看见人所看不见的。
Oh, that is why God gives us our territories based on his foreknowledge.
因此神根据他预先所知道的，把属于我们的疆界赐给我们。
God gives us our opportunities based on his omniscience.
神无所不知，所以他把机会赐给我们。
God sets our boundaries based on his perfect knowledge not our imperfect selfish desires.
神根据自己全备的知识为我们设定疆界，而不是根据我们自私不完善的欲望。
But some of you may be also asking, how can I receive more territories from God?
也许有些朋友想进一步的问，那我怎样才能从神那里得到更多的疆界呢？
Jesus answered that question very clearly.
耶稣基督很清楚地回答了这个问题。
Listen to what he said.
请听他怎么说。
He who is faithful with little will be faithful with much.
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。
This is how it works.
意思是
When God gives you a small blessing,
当神少少赐福给你，
When God gives you a small territory to work in,
当神给你一个小地方来工作，
When God gives you a small opportunity to minister,
当神给你一个小机会来侍奉，
God is watching you.
神在观察你。
God is watching to see how you will handle the small blessing.
神要看你如何运用小的恩赐。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because your future blessings and your future territories and your future opportunities will depend on how you handle the small bit that he has already given you.
因为你将来所要得到的恩赐、疆界和机会，都是基于你现在如何运用神已经赐予你的点点滴滴。
Jesus told the parable which we call the parable of the talent.
耶稣说过一个分发才干的比喻，他以银子代表才干。
He said, A master gave one of his servants 10 talents, another 5 talents, and a third servant 1 talent.
他说有一个主人给仆人10锭银子，第二个仆人5锭银子，第三个仆人1锭银子。
Was the master unfair?
主人不公平吗？
No.
没有。
The master knew their hearts and how each would respond.
主人明白他们的心意，也知道他们会怎样回应。
The servant with 10 talents invested wisely and returned with 10 additional talents.
得到10锭银子的仆人很有智慧的投资，于是赚回了10锭银子。
The servant who received 5 talents also doubled his investment and returned with 5 more talents.
得到5锭银子的仆人也有双倍的收获。赚回了5锭银子。
And the master commended both servants equally.
主人给予他们两人同样的赞赏。
He never expected the man with 5 talents to return as much as the man with the 10 talents.
他没有要求得5锭银子的仆人赚回得10锭银子的仆人同样的利润。
But the man who had 1 talent did not invest his talent instead.He felt sorry for himself.
那个得一锭银子的仆人不但完全没有投资，他还一味的埋怨，不断的自怜。
Can you imagine that servant saying, "Poor me, I didn't get as much as they did. I feel insulted and distrusted and slighted."
你能想象他怎么说吗？他说：“我真倒霉，他们得了那么多，我才只有这么一点儿。”太瞧不起人了，一点都不信任我，太小看我了。
Why didn't I receive 5 or 10 or even more?
为什么不给我5锭、10锭或者更多些呢？
I have been treated unfairly and unjustly.
对我太不公平了。
So the servant bundled his 1 talent and buried it and did nothing with it.
于是他把1锭银子包起来，埋在地下。就不再理会了。
What do you think, my listening friend? Would this man have reacted differently if he had been given 10 or even 20 talents?
亲爱的朋友，你认为这个仆人就算是得到了10锭银子，甚至20锭银子，他的反应会有所不同吗？
No.
不会的。
That is why Jesus said, the one who's going to be faithful with the small blessings.
所以耶稣才说人在最小的才干上忠心。
The one who's faithful with the small territories and the small opportunities.
在最小的疆界上，在最小的机会上忠心。
Is going to be faithful with the big things and therefore will be entrusted with bigger things.
这个人在大事上也会忠心，因此主人才把大事交托给他。
So the question here in the book of Joshua chapter 14 is this.
那么约书亚记第十四章这里的问题是
Why was Caleb singled out and honored by God?
神为什么特别恩宠加勒呢？
Let me tell you about Caleb.
好，就让我跟你谈谈加勒这个人。
When Moses and God's people were in the wilderness,
当摩西和神的百姓在旷野中的时候，
one person from each of the 12 tribes were sent to survey the promised land.
十二个支派各派一个探子去勘察应许之地。
10 of the 12 men reported that the land was unsafe.
十二个探子中有十个回来报恶信说那块土地不安全。
They said the land is full of giants and we cannot fight them.
他们说那里的居民都是身材高大的巨人，我们一定打不过他们的。
But the other two men were Joshua and Caleb.
剩下两个探子就是约书亚和加勒。
They told Moses, yes, there were giants in the land, but what are they?Before our big God.
他们对摩西说，不错，那里是有巨人，但在我们伟大的神面前，他们又算得了什么呢？
And furthermore, we have God's own promise to go with us.
何况我们有神亲口的应许。
My listening friend, you need to know that God loves people who trust in his promises.
我亲爱的朋友，你要知道神爱那些相信他应许的人。
God loves risk-taking faith.
神喜爱那些愿意凭信心冒险前进的人。
God is honored by a childlike trust in him.
当我们以孩子般单纯的信心倚靠他时，就是荣耀神。
10 spies saw giants, but Caleb saw dwarfs.
十个探子看见巨人，但在加勒眼中，他们都是侏儒。
10 spies saw obstacles, but Caleb saw the God of promise.
十个探子看见障碍，但在加勒眼中，他看见神的应许。
10 spies saw fear and terror, but Caleb saw the God of faith and power.
十个探子看见恐惧害怕，但在加勒眼中，他看见信实大能的神。
10 spies saw only defeat, but Caleb said, I trust in the God of victory.
十个探子只能看见失败，但加勒说，我信靠得胜的神。
10 spies saw a bleak future, but Caleb saw the God who controls the future.
十个探子看见暗淡的前途，但在加勒眼中，他看见掌管未来的神。
10 spies saw hopelessness, but Caleb saw the God of all hope.
十个探子满眼绝望，但加勒看见赐一切盼望的神。
And even 45 years later, Caleb still had faith in God's promises.
即使在45年之后，加勒仍然坚信神的应许。
Listen to what Caleb said in the book of Joshua, chapter 14, verse 12.
请看约书亚记十四章十二节那里，加勒怎么说的
？Give me that mountain filled with giants, so I can fight them.
求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山地给我，那里有亚纳族的巨人，我就把他们赶出去。
I may be nearly 90 years old, but I feel stronger today than when I was in my 40s.
我虽然年近九十，但我比四十岁时还要强壮。
My listening friend, I don't want you to miss this point.
亲爱的朋友，不要忽略了这个重点。
Caleb's unshakable faith was willing to wait for 45 years.
加勒坚定不移的信心使他耐心等待了四十五年。
Caleb never gave up on the promises of God.
加勒从没有放弃神的应许。
Caleb never wavered in his faith in God.
加勒对神的信心从未动摇过。
Caleb never stopped working and waiting for God.
加勒从未间断侍奉等候神。
Caleb was almost 90 years old, but was ready for one more fight.
加勒将近90岁，仍然随时准备重上疆场。
Caleb was ready to fight the giants and claim that hill for God.
加勒整装待发，与巨人作战，并为神征服山地。
So let me repeat the question that you may be still asking in your mind.
让我重复这个问题，可能你心中还在问。
How do I increase my territory for God?
我如何为神扩大我的疆界呢？
Jesus said to be faithful with little things, and you will be entrusted with the big things.
耶稣说，你在小事上忠心，所以我要把大事交给你管理。
And Caleb is a great example.
加勒就是最好的榜样。
Caleb could have said, "Give me that valley so that I might take it easy."
加勒没有说，给我那小山谷，我很容易就可以拿下来。
Caleb could have said, "Give me that lush land so that I might finish my years in comfort."
加勒没有说，给我那丰饶的平原，我好安享晚年。
He could have said, I worked hard all my life, and now I need to get a well-deserved rest.
加勒没有说，我辛苦了一辈子，现在总该享享清福了。
No way. Caleb said, give me that rugged mountain.
绝对没有。加勒反而说，给我那险峻的山地。
Caleb said, give me the tough assignment that no one else wants to do.
加勒说，给我那些别人都不愿意做的难事。
Somebody said that you can tell a man's size by the size of the challenge that he undertakes.
有人说过，要衡量一个人的分量，只要看看他肯接受多大的挑战。
And Caleb chose the ominous challenge.
而加勒选择了最艰巨的挑战。
Not because Caleb was arrogant or trusted in his own abilities.
加勒不是自大狂，或者自以为可以胜任。
But because Caleb trusted in the power of his God.
加勒是信靠神的大能。
Caleb had confidence in the promises of his God.
加勒对神的应许有信心。
My listening friends, please listen carefully as we conclude.
亲爱的朋友，结束之前请留心听。
There are plenty of unoccupied territories in the kingdom of God.
在神的国度里还有许多未得之地。
And the question is this.
问题在于，
Will you say with Caleb, Lord, give me that mountain?
你会不会像加勒一样说，主啊，把那山地给我？
Or will you say, give me that valley?
还是说，给我山谷就好了？
I pray that you will joyfully seek the work of the Lord.
我为你祈求神，让你喜乐地去寻求服侍主的机会。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次节目时间里再会。
非常感谢您的收听。很多时候我们会有压力，生活上的、学习上的、工作上的，而侍奉也会觉得力不从心。我们往往都会把侍奉放在旁边。每当我遇到困难，我忙于考试的时候，我都会想，我花了太多时间在教会，双休日基本上没有时间看书，我怎么能考好呢？当学业越来越重的时候，我这种挫败感和愧疚感就越来越强，加上本身侍奉上的压力，就更加想逃跑，更不要说全心全意地去侍奉了。之前我所提的书中有一句话， 你在小事上忠心，在大事上也必忠心。那是主耶稣说的。那你在小事上忠心了吗？当你见主面的时候，你能拍着胸脯说，主啊，我没有违背那从你而来的意向，忠心一生吗？不要怕，扩张你的境界，因为在你面前，耶和华已经为你开路。让我们把我们的一切仰望在他身上，能够像约书亚、加勒一样，即使在世人眼中好像已经衰落的年纪，但是却有信心为神打一场漂亮的仗。那我们今天的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再会。